Page 261. "Sir," said the good man, "for his sin he was thus wounded, and I marvel," said the good man, "how ye durst take upon you so rich a thing as the high order of knighthood without clean confession, and that was the cause ye were bitterly wounded. For the way on the right hand betokeneth the highway of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the way of a good true liver, and the other way betokeneth the way of sinners and of misbelievers. And when the devil saw your pride and presumption, for to take you in the quest of the Sangreal, that made you to be overthrown, for it may not be achieved but by virtuous living. Also the writing on the cross was a signification of heavenly deeds, and of knightly deeds in God's works, and no knightly deeds in worldly works. And pride is head of all deadly sins, that caused this knight to depart from Galahad. And where thou tookest the crown of gold, thou sinneth in covetous, and in theft. All this were no knightly deeds. And this Galahad, the holy knight, the which fought with the two knights signifying the two deadly sins, which were holy in this knight, Melias, and they might not withstand you, for ye are without deadly sin. Now departed Galahad from thence, and betaught them all unto God. Sir Melias said, My lord Galahad, as soon as I may ride, I shall seek you. God send you health, said Galahad, and so took his horse and departed, and rode many journeys, forward and backward, as adventure would lead him. And at the last it happened him to depart from a place or a castle, the which was named Ablasur, and he had heard no mass, the which he was wont ever to hear, or ever he departed out of any castle or place, and kept that for a custom. Then Sir Galahad came unto a mountain, where he found an old chapel, and found there nobody, for all was desolate. And there he kneeled tofore the altar, and besought God of wholesome counsel. So as he prayed, he heard a voice that said, Go thou now, thou adventurous knight, to the castle of maidens, and there do thou away the wicked customs. Footnote 1 on the word the. Return to text. Page 262. Chapter 15. How Sir Galahad fought with the knights of the castle, and destroyed the wicked custom. When Sir Galahad heard this, he thanked God, and took his horse, and he had not ridden but half a mile, he saw in a valley afore him a strong castle with deep ditches, and there ran beside it a fair river that hight Severn, and there he met with a man of great age, and either saluted other, and Galahad asked him the castle's name. Fair sir, said he, it is the castle of maidens. That is a cursed castle, said Galahad, and all they that be conversant therein, for all pity is out thereof, and all hardiness and mischief is therein. On the word conversant, the footnote reads, living. Return to text. Therefore I counsel you, sir knight, to turn again. Sir, said Galahad, wit you well I shall not turn again. Then looked Sir Galahad on his arms, that nothing failed him, and then he put his shield afore him. And anon there met him seven fair maidens, the which said unto him, Sir knight, ye ride here in a great folly, for ye have the water to pass over. Why should I not pass the waters? Asked Galahad. So rode he away from them, and met with a squire that said, Knight, those knights in the castle defy in you, and defend in you ye go no further, till that they wit what ye would. Fair sir, said Galahad, I come for to destroy the wicked custom of this castle. Sir, and ye will abide by that, ye shall have enough to do. Go you now, said Galahad, and haste my needs. Then the squire entered into the castle, and anon after there came out of the castle seven knights, and all were brethren. And when they saw Galahad, they cried, Knight, keep thee, for we assure thee nothing but death. Why, said Galahad, will ye all have ado with me at once? Page 263. Yea, said they, thereto mayest thou trust. Then Galahad put forth his spear, and smote the foremost to the earth, that near he brake his neck. And therewithal the other smote him on his shield great strokes, so that their spears brake. Then Sir Galahad drew out his sword, and set upon them so hard that it was marvel to see it. And so through great force he made them to forsake the field. And Galahad chased them till they entered into the castle, and so passed through the castle at another gate. And there met Sir Galahad an old man, clothed in religious clothing, and said, Sir, have here the keys of this castle. Then Sir Galahad opened the gates, and saw so much people in the streets that he might not number them, and all said, "Sir, ye be welcome, for long have we abiden here our deliverance." Then came to him a gentlewoman, and said, "These knights be fled, but they will come again this night, and here to begin again their evil custom." "What will ye that I shall do?" said Galahad. "Sir," said the gentlewoman, "that ye send after all the knights hither, that hold their lands of this castle, and make them to swear for to use the customs that were used heretofore of old time." "I will well," said Galahad. And there she brought him a horn of ivory, bounden with gold richly, and said, "Sir, blow this horn, which will be heard 2 mile about this castle." When Sir Galahad had blown the horn, he set him down upon a bed. Then came a priest to Galahad and said, "Sir, it is past a 7 year agone that these 7 brethren came into this castle, and harbored with the lord of this castle, that hight the Duke Leonor, and he was lord of all this country. And when they espied the duke's daughter, that was a full fair woman, then by their false coven they made debate betwixt themselves, and the duke of his goodness would have departed them, and there they slew him and his eldest son." The word coven has the following footnote: conspiracy. Return to text. Page 264. And then they took the maiden and the treasure of the castle, and then by great force they held all the knights of this castle against their will under their obeisance, and in great service and truage, robbing and pilling the poor common people of all that they had. So it happened on a day the duke's daughter said, "Ye have done unto me great wrong to slay mine own father and my brother, and thus to hold our lands. Not for then," she said, "ye shall not hold this castle for many years, for by one night ye shall be overcomen." Thus she prophesied 7 years agone. "Well," said the 7 knights, "sithen ye say so, there shall never lady nor knight pass this castle, but they shall abide, maugre their heads, or die therefore, till that knight be come by whom we shall lose this castle. And therefore is it called the Maiden's Castle, for they have devoured many maidens." "Now," said Galahad, "is she here for whom this castle was lost?" "Nay, sir," said the priest, "she was dead within these 3 nights after that she was thus enforced, and sithen have they kept their younger sister, which endureth great pains with more other ladies." By this were the knights of the country common, and then he made them do homage and fealty to the king's daughter, and set them in great ease of heart. And in the morn there came one to Galahad, and told him how that Gawain, Gareth, and Uwain had slain the 7 brethren. "I suppose well," said Sir Galahad, and took his armor and his horse, and commended them unto God. Chapter 16. How Sir Gawain came to the abbey for to follow Galahad, and how he was shriven to an hermit. Now, saith the tale, after Sir Gawain departed, he rode many journeys, both toward and froward. And at the last he came to the abbey where Sir Galahad had the white shield, and there Sir Gawain learned the way to sue after Sir Galahad. Page 265. And so he rode to the abbey where Melias lay sick, and there Sir Melias told Sir Gawain of the marvellous adventures that Sir Galahad did. "Certes," said Sir Gawain, "I am not happy that I took not the way that he went, for an I may meet with him, I will not depart from him lightly, for all marvellous adventures Sir Galahad achieveth." "Sir," said one of the monks, "he will not of your fellowship." "Why?" said Sir Gawain. "Sir," said he, "for ye be wicked and sinful, and he is full blessed." Right as they thus stood talking, there came in riding Sir Gareth, and then they made joy either of other, and on the morn they heard mass and so departed. And by the way they met with Sir Uwain les Auvoutres, and there Sir Uwain told Sir Gawain how he had met with none adventure sith he departed from the court. "Nor we," said Sir Gawain, and either promised other of those 3 knights not to depart while they were in that quest, but if fortune caused it. So they departed, and rode by fortune, till that they came by the castle of maidens, and there the 7 brethren espied the 3 knights, and said, "Sithen we'd be fleen by one knight from this castle, we shall destroy all the knights of King Arthur's, that we may overcome, for the love of Sir Galahad." The word fleemed has this footnote: put to flight. Return to text. And therewith the 7 knights set upon the 3 knights, and by fortune Sir Gawain slew one of the brethren, and each one of his fellows slew another, and so slew the remnant. And then they took the way unto the castle, and there they lost the way that Sir Galahad rode, and there ever each of them departed from other. And Sir Gawain rode till he came to an hermitage, and there he found the good man saying his evensong of Our Lady. Page 266. And there Sir Gawain asked harbor for charity, and the good man granted it him gladly. Then the good man asked him what he was. Sir, he said, I am a knight of King Arthur's, that am in the quest of the Sangreal, and my name is Sir Gawain. Sir, said the good man, I would wit how it standeth betwixt God and you. Sir, said Gawain, I will with a good will show you my life, if it please you. And there he told the hermit how a monk of an abbey called me wicked knight. He might well say it, said the hermit, for when you were first made knight, you should have taken you to knightly deeds and virtuous living, and ye have done the contrary, for ye have lived mischievously many winters. And Sir Galahad is a maid, and sinner never, and that is the cause he shall achieve where he goeth, that ye nor none such shall not attain, nor none in your fellowship, for ye have used the most untruest life that ever I heard knight live. For certes, had ye not been so wicked as ye are, never had the seven brethren been slain by you and your two fellows. For Sir Galahad himself alone beat them all seven the day to four, but his living is such he shall slay no man lightly. Also, I may say you the castle of maidens betokenen the good souls that were in prison afore the incarnation of Jesu Christ, and the seven knights betokenen the seven deadly sins that reigned that time in the world. And I may liken the good Galahad unto the son of the High Father that lit within a maid and bought all the souls out of thrall. So did Sir Galahad deliver all the maidens out of the woeful castle. Now, Sir Gawain, said the good man, thou must do penance for thy sin. Sir, what penance shall I do? Such as I will give, said the good man. Nay, said Sir Gawain, I may do no penance, for we knights adventurous often suffer in great woe and pain. Well, said the good man, and then he held his peace. And on the morn Sir Gawain departed from the hermit, and betaught him unto God. Page 267. And by adventure he met with Sir Aglaval and Sir Griflet, two knights of the Table Round, and they two rode 4 days without finding of any adventure, and at the 5th day they departed, and every each held as befell them by adventure. Here leaveth the tale of Sir Gawain and his fellows, and speak we of Sir Galahad. Chapter 17. How Sir Galahad met with Sir Launcelot and with Sir Percival, and smote them down, and departed from them. So when Sir Galahad was departed from the castle of maidens, he rode till he came to a waste forest, and there he met with Sir Launcelot and Sir Percival, but they knew him not, for he was new disguised. Right so Sir Launcelot his father dressed his spear and brake it upon Sir Galahad, and Galahad smote him so again that he smote down horse and man. And then he drew his sword, and dressed him unto Sir Percival, and smote him so on the helm, that it rove to the coif of steel. And had not the sword swerved, Sir Percival had been slain, and with the stroke he fell out of his saddle. This juice was done to fore the hermitage, where a recluse dwelled. And when she saw Sir Galahad ride, she said, God be with thee, best knight of the world. Ah, certes, said she, all aloud that Launcelot and Percival might hear it, and yonder two knights had known thee as well as I do, they would not have encountered with thee. Then Sir Galahad heard her say so, he was adread to be known. Therewith he smote his horse with his spurs, and rode a great pace toward them. Then perceived they both that he was Galahad, and up they gat on their horses, and rode fast after him. But in a while he was out of their sight, and then they turned again with heavy cheer. Let us spare some tidings, said Percival, at yonder recluse.